This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. To great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, as well as a special shout-out that goes out every morning to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everyone that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. That goes for our FedEx, our UPS, our bulk mail haulers, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and all the petroleum products around the countryside, and, of course, our Amazon warehouse folks and our Amazon drivers, too. Now, remember, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. Captain had an S to it, America, all lowercase, all one word, Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, from the not-so-frozen tundra of North Florida, he's up there, Frank Salvato. Matter of fact, he's almost into Georgia where he's sitting right now. Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website.
Mr. Captain.
Yep, it's a beautiful day down here. We're starting out 62 degrees, and Thank you. Okay, there we go. We're starting out 62 degrees, and everybody's had a happy night. And the bands are here. They're staying at the hotel next door. They had an event there yesterday with the coaches and the football team, so they were right here beside us. That's for the game on Monday over there at Raymond James. But it's going to be interesting.
Well, I'm a little bit farther than Georgia. I'm up in Chicago still.
Okay. Well, you're up in the frozen tundra then.
It's actually 54 degrees right now.
Yeah.
It's balmy. People are walking around with shorts looking for the beach up here.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. Buffalo is getting some rain, and they're going to be getting rain. It's going to melt the snow, and they're going to have a lot of flooding, unfortunately.
Well, it's a curse and a blessing all at the same time, as long as it doesn't freeze before everything's done, because then they've got ice blocks.
Yeah, that's coming from the West, and it's going to take a while to get here. Okay, are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America
and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let's see, Frank. Joe Biden last night signed the $1.7 trillion omnibus bill that was flown down specifically for him to sign from Washington, D.C. That wasn't cheap. And I guess it's being flown back again today to be stored wherever they store the documents like that. So, okay, nice work if you can get it.
Yeah, Mr. Carbon Footprint. But that's to be expected from this administration. They're just blatant Janus-faced hypocrites when it comes to anything. And I mean that with a capital A, anything.
Mm-hmm.
You bring up the issue, they're hypocritical about it. What I didn't like seeing was an incredibly disingenuous tweet come out of the GOP about this bill. You had many members signing on to this to pass this thing, and they tweeted out that they're the party of limited government? How the hell do you call, how do you say that? How do Washingtonian Republicans in this day and age dare to claim the mantle of limited government and fiscal responsibility after the performance that they have had, especially under Mitch McConnell?
Mm-hmm.
They're starting to gaslight their own people now. And when that happens, the people who are supposed to be your servants are not serving you. We've been talking about Mitch McConnell and his cabal of inside the beltway swamp creatures for a very long time.
Yeah.
Now I'm directing my comments to the people in Kentucky. You have got to save the country from this guy. He's got to be voted out of office. Because under his leadership, there's no difference between the two parties.
Mm-hmm.
It's spend, 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 and expand, 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 and sell out the country, sell out the country, sell out the country. We're never going to get to good, no matter who you send to Congress or who you send to the Senate, if Mitch McConnell's still the leader. The guy's a status quo, spend, 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 and he's not fiscally responsible. He's proven that. And he doesn't believe in limited government. He's proven that. So why is he the leader?
Well, he had a partner yesterday that tore into the Donald Trump camp as well as the Southwest Airlines folks, and that was his wife, Elaine Chao. She sounded off on Trump's racist quips. That's a quote. And she also sounded off on Southwest's nightmare, which we'll talk about probably after this break that's coming up, because what Southwest did yesterday to try to hide what's going on was unbelievable.
Well, as far as Elaine Chao goes, when you've got a deep bench into her family that's so intrinsically related to the Communist Chinese Party, you should sit down and shut up.
Mm-hmm. All right, hold that thought, my friend. We're going to break. We're coming right back.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, and I want to thank Frank very much for doing that. Not only a good friend of the show and a lifelong contributor, you might as well say. He's been in with me since day one of the show, but also a brother of the badge, retired firefighter, as I am. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Nissan. Yep, that's right, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan. All those Nissan dealerships. Crystal River, the flagship store, Newport Richey, 1954. Nissan and Acura side-by-side there on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And the all-new Moss Nissan up there on State Route 50, just this side of the parkway. And I'll tell you what, George the Godfather, and good morning to him, is driving around in a Moss Nissan Rogue. Last I saw, he was having a good time with that. Matter of fact, he's in business now. He's in the food delivery business. No, he's been helping out, going all over, taking things to people that needed it in the hurricane zone and other different places around the country. But good morning, George. So, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Go over there, tell them the captain sent you. See what a difference a good car dealer can mean for you. All right, Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, back with us. Hello, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Well, now, we opened a little bit of a can of worms with Elaine Chao, but we're going to take it one step further. Let's go over to Southwest Airlines. Now, the problem I'm having with all of this right now is Southwest Airlines, and this was from yesterday in the morning, we expect to return to normal operations Friday after slashing about two-thirds of our schedule. Okay. So they took the flights off the board. The people are still there. So isn't the luggage. The airplanes aren't far away, and they're going to be adding flights, not subtracting them, which will make the bottom line look a little better. They've only canceled like 12,000 flights, and I don't see them, Frank, and I'm not trying to be a bad luck person. I don't see them recuperating from this. I just don't.
No, obviously, with the managerial execution they have now, they should die. People should be outraged and just voted for bear. And if you are a responsible board member of Southwest Airlines, you're livid. You're livid with the executive staff, and you are either firing people or you are taking control of how to do the day-to-day operations.
Mm-hmm.
Because a good executives at this time under a crisis like this would be talking to every other airline there is to make sure that people got to their places.
Yep.
You know, you help me pick up the slack here, I'll be here for you next time. You know, we got to watch each other's backs. That said, I mean, and we were talking about this off air, I was curious about whether or not the board of directors of Southwest Airlines went all in with this idiotic ESG scoring. And you seem to believe that they were one of the first ones who did. If in fact they did, this is telling me that the board of directors was more concerned about placating this woke movement's demand for ideological change than they were about having a well-oiled machine as a business. And this is why ESG scoring and the ideological social engineering that comes with it isn't compatible with capitalism. It doesn't serve the people.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a perfect example of this. Now, does Buttigieg have a right to come in here and talk about how they're gonna examine how Southwest Airlines is working and we're gonna take action? No, he doesn't. He really doesn't. This is a private sector company. The government shouldn't say boo about how it's run. The only reason there might be a shadow of a doubt about it is because they take government subsidies every single time the Department of Transportation wants to turn around and say the airlines are too big to fail. Airlines should fail. If they're not doing the job correctly and they're not moving people, people don't want to fly them, the government with tax dollars shouldn't be propping them up. Period dot. So if this is Southwest Airlines time to go under because of bad managerial choices and idiotic compliance to ESG scoring by the board, then so be it. But I don't want to see a government bailout of Southwest Airlines.
Well,
they
are, in fact, a member and have an ESG rating, as I thought they did. And right now, it is horrible. Horrible.
Well, how an industry that runs on burning carbon could have a good ESG score is kind of funny anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But this, again, shows you the hypocrisy of the entirety of the left ideology.
Mm-hmm.
They should be screaming for airplanes to be grounded across the world, but they wouldn't do that because they wouldn't be able to get to Aspen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so capitalism, this woke ideology, the ESG scoring, the World Economic Forum, the way they want to deal with global governance, it's not conducive, it's not copacetic, and it's not symbiotic with capitalism. Capitalism is the only economic system that's ever created a middle class. So let's not kill the middle class. Let's kill the totalitarians in the globalist movement who want to tell you how you're supposed to live your life. And let's take back individualism and Americanism and just be free again. Mm-hmm. That would be awfully nice.
Well, our friend George the Godfather has asked a question. He says, what will they do with the $7 billion tax dollars that they got to fix their system?
That's a good question, because it depends on whether the government gave it to them with strings or not. And knowing our government, they probably didn't. So if they didn't, that money's gone.
Mm-hmm.
If there's no strings that say, and you have to have benchmarks to show me how to do it, otherwise these are the penalties, then the money's gone. And our government isn't smart enough. The people who craft legislation today in Washington, D.C., are not smart enough to build in penalties for people who receive government subsidy money and don't perform. They just don't do it.
Mm.
What do? Sick the IRS on them? Well, that's political persecution.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want it for individuals. We certainly don't want it for corporations.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do want it for corporations, then you either got to check what you think freedom is all about, or we have to get serious about changing the tax system in this country.
Well, I think we need to change the tax system. I've thought that for years.
No, I'm all in on that.
Yep.
I'm all in it. We're a consumer nation. We should be using that to our advantage, not to our detriment.
That's right. Yep.
You know, but this idea that the government's going to be able to walk into a private business and say you haven't run it correctly, so we're going to tell you how to do it. Oh, and by the way, here's some more tax dollars. Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Reward good companies, punish bad companies. That's why if you're reading the New York Times, you're supporting a bad company. They don't tell the truth. Stop buying the paper.
Nope. And they do a lot take a lot of stories, and they take someone's story like mine or yours and write it over again and don't give us credit.
Oh, absolutely. They do that all the time.
Yeah.
And two of the biggest sources they do it from are AP and UPI and Reuters, three of the sources.
Yep.
But they take independent journalists and destroy them too. Mm-hmm. And they usually change the meaning of the article.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, so you look at, if you're watching MSNBC, if you're buying the New York Times, the Los Angeles Times, the Washington Post, stop it. Let them die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't, again, nothing you're saying I disagree with. By the way, before I forget about it, can you stick around for another segment? Because we've got plenty to talk about here.
You bet.
Now, again, going back to all of the stuff that we keep seeing here and keep hearing about, Donald Trump, of course, will not have to release his tax, will not have to testify, because the January 6th committee is going away. That's number one. But, Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle's transcripts from the January 6th drilling that they got was released. And guess what? There was nothing there!
Of course not. This was a political ploy to affect an election. It had nothing to do with justice. It had nothing to do with the truth coming out. It was a hit squad. It was a media hit squad to make sure that they kept the Trump name in the air, saying bad, 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 because they needed to run against Donald Trump again in 2022.
Yeah,
and if the Republicans aren't smart, they're gonna do the same thing in 2024. We have a gullible electorate that way, and you look at the races. That followed the lines, the people who towed the line with the election was stolen, they all got beaten.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to be smarter.
Yep. No disagreement with me there. Here comes the music. Hold that thought. Frank and I will be right back with more right after this break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the captain. Frank's going to take us out to break.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. President Biden on Thursday signed the $1.66 trillion funding bill to keep the U.S. government running through September of 2023. Biden signed the bill, which passed Congress last week, while vacationing in St. Croix.
Disgraced GOP Congressman-elect George Santos has admitted lying on his resume after he won election in Long Island, New York. Representative-elect George Santos on Fox News says the lies don't matter because he's smarter than you.
No, it's not false at all. It's debatable. I can sit down and explain to you what you can do in private equity, in capital intro, via servicing limited partners and general partners. And we can have this discussion that's going to go way above the American people's head.
The U.S. Coast Guard is searching for four people who were on board a helicopter that crashed into the Gulf of Mexico Thursday afternoon. The chopper was leaving an oil platform when it crashed roughly 10 miles offshore of Southwest Pass, Louisiana. That's the state's most southern point. Lance Pry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends of Relief Factor. That would be the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. I talked to them yesterday on the phone and wished them a happy new year. Actually, they wished me a happy new year, and then I wished them one back. They called me. We were talking about things in general. They've got a whole bunch of new products over there at relieffactor.com/captain. They've got vitamins, and they've got different things that you can take that are actually good for you along with the Relief Factor. Go over there and check it out. Now, of course, Relief Factor is a product that I've taken for over 9 years because it works. And if you're in pain or you're suffering from inflammation or you've got swelling or some sort of discomfort or whatever, you know, when it gets cold, a lot of people with arthritis, bursitis, rheumatism and whatnot, they just suffer. And this is a product that will get you out of pain. I know it works for me. I've got all of the above and the injuries I've got too. So guess what? It works. So try it. And it's 100% drug-free. Turmeric, resveratrol, Icarin, and omega-3, or what's in it, goes right straight to the source of the pain and gets rid of it for you. And oh, by the way, it also helps your body's natural response to inflammation by doing something about that. With inflammation comes pain. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. Give it a try. It works for me. It'll work for thee. All right. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
We got to talk some politics in here because this kind of leaves me in a little bit of state of bewilderment, which I don't like to be in. Rhoda McDaniel is now going to be running for the fourth time
for the RNC chairmanship position, correct?
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't really think she's gained a lot in her four terms. I believe Rex Priebus was the last RNC chairman they had that actually won something, namely an election for Donald Trump, and then he wound up going over as the chief of staff for Donald Trump for, what, 2 years or so there in the White House?
It was a shorter term of time, but yeah, he went over. It was promotion for him, you know, so he deserved it. But, you know, you got to look at Rona McDaniel, look at her performance over the cycles that she's been ahead of. She hasn't had a winning cycle.
I don't think so. Mm-mm.
She's the federal head of the GOP. And when you heard her try to defend her record, she always went to, well, we've elected more governors and seen more states go red and this, that. That's the pat on the back goes to the state GOPs.
Right.
Okay, so yeah, the state GOP leaders in the places that have gone red have done a very good job. Congratulations.
Especially Florida.
Rona McDaniel. Yeah, absolutely. Rona McDaniel had a horrible performance. Not only has she not had a winning cycle, she spends like a drunken sailor. So yeah. When you look at the job performance that she's done, why does she deserve another turn at the helm?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see the GOP making great gains in Washington, D.C.
Nope.
I don't see policies being affected towards the moving away from woke totalitarianism back to freedom, individualism, and capitalism. So she's not influencing policy. She doesn't have a deep bench. You know, so what has she achieved? Besides, I having designer stuff in the office, when you look at what she spent and the donated dollars that people have, the hardworking people who give donated dollars to the national GOP, when you see what she spent that money on, it's atrocious. It's atrocious. That money should have gone to individual races.
Now I have
gone to make sure that we had a Republican senator from or House member from Alaska.
I have a suggestion for the Republican Party to whoever's listening right now. I do not need to get a half dozen emails a day and a couple of telephone calls from people a day out of Washington, D.C. from the RNC or the RNCC or the RN2C or whatever the hell they are asking me for money every 5 minutes. I am over that.
Yeah, you can't just walk around with your hand out when you're not performing. And that's why, going back to the first segment, it's so incredibly egregious that the GOP would come out with a tweet that they're for limited government when they have been fully complicit in the expansion of government and the deficit spending that we currently exist under. You can't be asking for people's hard-earned dollars to try and change the country when all you do is maintain the status quo. So I'm not talking for people to walk away to the Republican Party, but it's certainly time to change the leadership there, and that means the leadership at the national GOP and the leadership in Congress. They're not doing it right. They're not serving the people who believe differently than the woke people from the left. You don't go along to get along anymore. We can't afford it, number one, and number two, we're losing the country.
Well,
losing the country.
How about if we try this novel approach? Instead of being on the defense all the time, let's go on the offense on January the 3rd and just don't look back.
It would be a wonderful thing to do. I'd like to see it. You got to have somebody in the media actually helping out with that. So I get that it's a hard row to hoe.
Well, you'll help them. I'll help them. There's a start.
Well, and this is another reason why people have to stop reading the New York Times and the Washington Post and the Chicago Tribune and all the other rags that have gone corporate woke. If something's corporate woke, stop using it.
There's a difference between them and us. You know what it is?
self-sufficiency, fiscal responsibility.
No. You're missing the point. You're missing the point. Let me give you the point. The difference between them and what they do and us and what we do is called integrity.
Well, you know, you can have integrity in gaslighting somebody, I guess, because today we get to redefine everything if you're on the left.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, and somebody came out the other day, that I wrote about it over at undergroundusa.com. Somebody came out to say that physical exercise is now racist. You know, it's born of white supremacism.
Yeah, I heard
If you could spin that into being racist, if you could spin exercise into being racist, you could spin anything into anything. It's time individuals start waking up and taking responsibility for the information that they actually consume.
Yeah.
And when someone has a track record of lying to you, like the New York Times, like the Washington Post, like the Chicago Tribune, like the L.A. Times, stop reading them.
Michael Steele, by the way, does work for MSNBC. He was two RNC chairmen back behind Rince Priebus, who went to work, I guess, for the White House and then maybe for Fox for a little while. Was he with Fox for a short time?
He did. I can't quote him. He did do a fairly good job when he was at the helm. When he came out, he kind of left the rails. If I remember correctly, he was a never-Trumper. You know, so when you have somebody who says something like that as a past GOP chair, you're breaking Reagan's 11th commandment, just like all the other never Trumpers did. Now I'm you know, he's a candidate again right now, so I've got my issues with him, especially when he talks about suspending the Constitution. Mm. I can't go along with that. I'm sorry, I just won't. George, I love the Constitution too much.
George says to bring back the Tea Party.
Well, you need a movement like that, but you need the problem with the Tea Party before, and I was a part of it, and I loved it, and it was great. Is that once it got effective, 18 different people wanted to claim that they were the leader.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That is an issue with people on the right side of the aisle. Everybody, and this is, you know, if somebody who woke is listening, this is the most racist thing they've heard all day. The right has too many chiefs and not enough Indians.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's always been their problem, but that's because we believe in individualism and independence and self-sufficiency. So everybody's got a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have 18 people on the debate stage, because they all want to run for office. We've got to be smarter.
Mm-hmm.
Let's whittle that number down. Let's make sure when we bring a movement forward that there's a structure there that's selfless, that is for the goal,
yep,
and not because they want to be on Fox every 15 minutes.
Yep, and we got to vet the candidates, because we just had one slip through, I think, that Santos guy in New York State. I know we had one slip in over here.
Bad news, they shouldn't seat him.
Yep, absolutely. But I think you're going to seat him because they don't want to lose the seat. But they're going to. What are you going to do? Censure him like they did Marjorie Taylor Greene for a year. Oh, well.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you on Monday morning, my friend. Stay warm.
Stay a little, my friend, and happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Frank Silvano, undergroundusa.com, coming back with the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Kyle, and don't go anywhere. More right after these messages from your favorite radio station.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
With Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road, right there at McIntosh, and all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs in the local area. Now, don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. All you got to do is give them a call at 941-922-2345. Set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. The number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. They're great people. They know what they're doing. And they take really good care of their customers. Speaking of customers, here's Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. You were just telling me about the football game last night.
Yes, sir. Cowboys beat the undermanned Tennessee Titans 27-13, which opens the door for the Jacksonville Jaguars. If they can win this week and win next week, they'll win the division at 8-8 and be in the playoffs with new head coach Doug Peterson after all the debacle last year. And now, you know, the kid Trevor Lawrence looking good for him. under center. Well, they could surprise some people. It's going to be an interesting playoff scenario coming up here this weekend and the rest of the playoff season. Florida State Seminoles came through last night, 135-32 in their college bowl game. The Chiefs at Bowl in Orlando, Florida. So that was a good ball game. Some crazy things happened in the Detroit Pistons Orlando Magic game, Captain. 11 players suspended because of just things going on. So I don't know, man. I know emotions run high and we all get fired up when we play sports, but you gotta have some discipline, don't you, Captain? And stay in check.
Well, you don't empty your bench and go after the other team the way they did. No, you just don't do that.
Yeah, I don't get it. I just don't get it. Doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. So, and then, hey, this weekend, Cap, is going to be very interesting. The Michigan Wolverines taking on the TCU Horned Frogs. TCU, you know, gets in there. Ohio State gets in there because USC loses. Ohio State will play the Georgia Bulldogs. Anything can happen, but Georgia's the team to beat, Captain. They really are. They've just been so tremendous this year. They were tremendous last year. Just a great bunch of guys that are playing as a unit, playing as a team.
Yep.
So, definitely have to, you know, talk about that a little bit. The Bucks game this weekend, should be a good one, you know, against the Carolina Panthers. If they win that game, they're in the playoffs also. But we're seeing some interesting games, to say the least, around the NFL. A little sad, no, Captain Pele passed away. You know, boy, that guy was something else. He was known around the world, just a great soccer player. He dies at 82, so...
Well, you know, he lived a long life. He was a tremendous ambassador for the sport.
Yes, sir. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. He really, and really just a good guy. He was always an ambassador for the sport, as you said, always doing charity work all around the world. And he just a great guy. And what a name, Pele, you know, to come up with that name for him. The Red Sox signed the right-hand pitcher Kluber to a one-year deal. Corey Kluber played for the Rays, played for the Indians. He's played for a lot of teams. We'll see what happens there. And people are talking about what's going to happen in Denver, Captain, with quarterback Russell Wilson, who they signed this year. They let their head coach go. A lot of disarray out there in Denver. So I feel sorry for those fans, and hopefully they'll get back on their winning ways.
I heard Sean Payton's name was mentioned.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be a good place for
Don't know if he wants it, but I heard his name was mentioned.
Oh, you're right. No, he's the number one candidate. No question about it, Matt, to go somewhere. Formerly of New Orleans, you know, great coach here with New Orleans, brought them a Super Bowl. And, matter of fact, I believe they're a New Orleans fan of yours, aren't they, Captain?
Yeah, we've got some affiliates over there, two of them in the New Orleans area. All right, let's take a call real quick while we can. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. I would ask Pat, did you see what my boy Luka did the other night? 60, 20, and 10, triple-double.
Yes, sir. There's your MVP, Bob, to say the least. I mean, this guy's starting to really get out in front now to where I didn't want to, you know, be premature giving him the MVP because we're not even into January yet, but the guy is looking tremendous. And
he's working out. You know, he's only 23. Larry Bird was 23 when he entered the league.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the other thing is, I'm going to ask you another question too, is the team's possibility of tanking getting too out of hand with this Victor Wembanyama coming in and stuff, is there anything they can do about it, or should they? All right, that's it.
Okay, thanks. Go ahead, Patrick.
Well, Bob brings up a good point, Captain, about tanking. You know, they do it in the NFL, and in the NFL, you know, you really can tank because the worst record gets the number one pick. Where in basketball, it increases your odds, but guess what? You still have to go into the ping pong ball machine, as I like to call it, and pull out the number and see if you get, you know, called up to be number one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Orlando Magic got Shaq because of that. You know, the New Orleans Pelicans got their best player recently because of that. So.
Mm-hmm.
you know, you still have to get lucky in the, well, your name being drawn out of the hat. So the only way you can stop it, you know, is just to change the whole way you do the draft. But they're never going to do that because they won't try to have parity. And I respect that. Now, speaking about parity, Captain, you know, a lot of these insurance plans out, these insurance companies, they're all very close, but they're all different also when it comes to the individual needs of people. And that's where I come into play. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Let's sit down, go over your paperwork. Let's make sure you have the best insurance plan for your needs, not just what's out there and sounds great. Because all these plans are different, you know, from benefits to co-payments to maximum out-of-pockets to doctor networks to just everything. And if you don't take advantage of looking over it, you're shortchanging yourself. And if you're happy, that's great, but why not see if you can be happier? If it makes sense to change, you should change. I know we're all difficult when it comes to change, but sometimes it's the best thing you can do, and Captain can attest to that, right, Captain? Sometimes you have to change, go back and forth with these companies to get what's best for you.
Well, yeah, because the premiums change. You get more money back from one guy than you did the other, plus you get some different things that the other one wasn't giving you. Sure, absolutely. Shop around.
So please, give me a call, Patrick Highland, at 813-966-1052. Love to sit down, have a cup of coffee with you. We'll talk some sports. We'll talk about insurance needs for you. And any veterans out there that need any help with anything, please feel free to call me at 813-966-1052. Captain, we're going to be having some nice golf tournaments next year for the veterans, and we'll be talking about that, you know, on the show occasionally. And please check out my show this Sunday from 11 to 12 on this great station that has Captain here in Tampa Bay. Captain, God bless you. Have a happy new year. Everybody be safe. Please do a random act of kindness for your fellow man. And let's make it a better new year and a better country. Get back to civility and treat each other with respect like 9/12 when we all band together to do the right thing. Captain, thank you. And I'll talk to you Sunday, sir. God bless.
All right, take care. That's Patrick Highland, the Sports Zone quarterback. And you can go over to Facebook and go to the Sports Zone. The Sports Zone, you'll hear their show over there. And you get a chance to see the gang. The short guy, the taller guy. By the way, the short sports guru, I call him. That's Josh. And then, of course, you got his partner, compadre over there. His dad's over there. And, of course, Patrick Highland. So there you go, and that's who you got. And always a lot of fun, always a lot of fun. By the way, coming up tonight on the weekend edition, we will have our trusty dusty group, and we're going to be talking about a lot of different things. Right now, I'm headed out the door, going to meet up with John Zach, Mr. John Zach, and we'll see what happens there. Don't go nowhere. Your favorite stations will have some of your favorite people on, including Scott James up here in Valdosta, Georgia. Good morning, Scott. Hope you're having a good day. Appreciated the folks in New Orleans tonight and up there in Denver as well. Always a pleasure. And, of course, our friends in Michigan. Have a great night. Have a great day. God bless America.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.